Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a boomer.
Better not be talking about me. I am not a boomer.
Who else would they be talking about, Mark?
You're the eldest amongst
us. If you're not a boomer, what's your...
He's early Gen X.
We're Gen X.
Early Gen X.
But if you're over 40 in this world, you are referred to as a boomer.
See, here's the thing that people don't understand. Boomers are our parents.
Yeah. Okay.
Gen X's parents are the actual boomers.
Sadly, the boomers are dying. So it really hits me hard when people call me a boomer because that means I'm dying.
I mean, we're all dying. We're some are just dying a little quicker than others.
Marshall, are you Gen X?
Yeah.
I'm a millennial.
They call me an
exennial.
You're a zennial.
I'm a millennial.
So you're a millennial. 78 to 82 is technically an exennial because you blend in. Like, so I'm the oldest of three. Both my siblings are millennials. Yeah. So I tend to identify more with millennials than I do with Gen Xers.
Yeah,
hence,
I
can say things like get your get back, and my little brother and my little sister would know all that stuff.
They get it. They understand it.
I just learned something then. So I'm 79.
Yeah, you and me. You and me, Ed.
78 to 82 is what exactly?
Exennial. That's Gen X millennial crossbreed. So it's exennial is what they call
them. I just thought I was Gen X. Like, as a kid, I felt like that's what they were referring to as.
But that's part of the reason that if you're someone born around that time and maybe you're around older people or older siblings, that's why there's the cross-pollination. It's not quite a generation, but you have influences from both Gen X and from the millennials.
That's the second thing Marshall's made up today.
Wait, Ed, you know about getting your lick back, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. This is not.
Why do you ask?
Because Mark Grody earlier today, when I was like, yeah, get your get back, we had a whole segment about it because, of course, the Bears are playing the Packers for a second time. They lost to all three of their division rivals the first meeting. They got their get back, got their lick back against the Vikings. Now they have a second chance to do that this weekend against the Packers. And, of course, week 18, they'll have another chance to do that against the Lions. So we were talking about that, and he says, Marshall just came up with this. I was like,
but let's not put it that way. I was impressed. I said, you know, it was an original thing. Like, I was actually giving you what I thought was credit. Like, Marshall came up with this cool thing, so let's talk about it. But apparently that is something that is out there, even though none of us had
so
heard
growth,
that before.
You never heard about anybody getting their licks back?
No, I've heard about people getting their freak on, but that's about
lick
it.
Yeah.
No. And so also, okay. I was like, so you never heard somebody getting stole on? And they, no.
Well, a couple things. Grody is Grody. And Clay grew up on a farm.
In a van down by the river.
And I did spend a significant portion of my life downstate as well. So I kind of grew up on a farm myself.
The text line was hilarious.
It was
though.
Very funny.
They came and got you. Came and got him with a quickness. Here, my favorite text, I think, was two cool dudes and a Mark. And I love that because the Mark, of course, has the double entendre of his name is
right.
Mark.
And also, he's a Mark.
He's also a Mark.
And they said I was a grain of salt in a canister of pepper. So you can take that however you would like it as well.
Before we were in a world where the name Karen became a pejorative, being a Mark was not so good.
Yes.
But Karen has overtaken the negative connotation of the name.
This has
Mark.
Been a rough day, and we are wrapping up here, by the way. I know, like, we've got voices, like, coming from everywhere right now. If you're just turning on the radio, you're like, what the hell is going on the Rahimi, Harris, and Grody show?
Layla, the radio, that's all they're getting is voices.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. They have to discern. At some point in time, the people listening got to do some work for themselves. Layla is off today, so Clay Marshall has been
That's not Clay Marshall. His name is Clay Harbor.
Clay Harbor. Clay Harbor. Clay Harbor. is here, and it's been a blast having you today, sir. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to join you guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and as always, lovely to have Marshall here like he is here every day on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. And thanks to everybody for listening and texting and participating in the show. It was a fascinating day for sure today with some of the text messages we received. Thank you to our guests on this show today. Great guests, including Mike Florio, Fishy Business, as Big Ant would say, Kevin Fishbane joined us, Danny Parkins was on the program today, and it was Ray Diaz who put this wonderful list of guests together. He executive produced the show today. We have Baby T, Tyler Farengol, running the audio on the show today.
My guy, Baby T.
I love Baby T. He surprises us in some way, shape, or form just about every day. We thank Baby T for that. We also thank our video producers, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Studs, and Max Curtis. And yes, now we officially bring in Marshall, our friends, Lawrence and Big Ant, as if they already aren't
here. Am I allowed to tell the Bratstop music story on the air?
Oh,
I am
allowed. Yeah, Chris Tannehill almost quit when we told him what happened. So, Baby T, I don't know if you know this, but we'll catch you up so we can let the other people around here catch up, too. When it comes to music, people don't understand. Chris Tannehill is a like legitimate DJ. Like, he's made mixtapes. He used to host a show, the hip hop over at Loyola. His bona fides as a music guy are superb.
Mm-hmm.
Ray is also a music guy. When it comes to Chicago music and Ray's background and working at WVON, and I don't know how he got that job, but damn it, we are happy to have you over at WVON, Ray. They really care about music, and especially music from Chicago. Now tell the story.
Well, this specific issue was the Bratstop, of course, is where we're all going to be, Rahimi, Harris, and Grody.
On Friday.
And Spiegel and Holmes on Friday in Kenosha. And so he wanted some music to come back from break. So he typed in Brat, as in Brat. And what came up was a song called Functified by Da Brat, also spelled Brat. And of course,
who is from Chicago, coming straight from the 60644.
So, of course, the music comes back. I was like, wait, how would he know about that? I was like, I'm pretty impressed with Baby T.
That was a proud moment. Like, we're thinking that's a proud moment for Baby T. It's him learning about a different culture. It's him going 30 years back, even though he's, 22 or whatever years old, and then pulling a Chicago artist as we talk Bears and Packers. That's something that Chris Tannehill would do. And then, of course,
the backstory.
The backstory is that he just thought it said brat.
Baby T, grab a mic. Explain your process. Is that how it went down? I mean, I want you to have a voice here.
I'm trying to stay on brand. I'm trying to stay on theme. I typed those four letters in. And, man, I picked something.
Looking for a brat song, baby.
It's a great song.
It is a great song.
So functified. Like, listen, I think
Baby
high school.
T is so functified. And yeah. He had no idea what was going on.
Man, I almost feel like we should reach out to the brat now and get her on the show.
Tag team in town.
Whoop, there it is. Yeah, it's a, and as someone who's coming straight from the 60643, like, it's, you know.
Groove on. I provide the functified sound.
Oh, see, yeah.
You know. See?
You already know what it is.
Big Ed knows what it is. See? All right, Alex, we got to get Da Brat on the show.
That's our Xenial era.
And if you wanted to get her sister on the show, too, I would be okay with that.
Who's her sister?
Lisa Ray McCoy.
That's her sister?
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't in her in the Tyrese video, you didn't check out the resemblance? Yeah.
I just learned that myself. Had no idea. You just taught me something.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yeah, Alex, if you want to just get Lisa Rae McCoy on, that'd be fine, too.
We tried to get Shady McCoy on the show today.
Oh, he don't want this smoke.
No? Hold that guy. Him and Bruce. And what did Parkins call him? Brew? Broussard? His buddy Brew?
Oh, yeah, Brew. Yeah. He's like, you're talking about Chris Broussard. He's like, you mean Brew? I was like, Brew? That's Brew. What we're doing?
Here's my thing. Look, I've worked in sports radio for a really long time, and I get it. Sometimes you stake out a position that's bad. And it's okay. Like, we're paid to have opinions.
It happens.
The worst part is when you double and triple down. And that's what he's doing. Like, you're wrong and you keep going to be wrong. And that's the part that I don't understand. It's the shifting of the goalposts by him on what it is to be a successful quarterback and all of this stuff. It is unbecoming. And I talked a little bit about it on Monday, how there clearly are people nationally that have beef with Caleb for whatever reason.
Personal beef.
I don't know what it is. I just know that it was absurd to even posit the opinion that Shador is better than him. It's unfair to Shador, too. Shador's played 5 games in the NFL, and he had 1 great game, 1 decent game, and a couple of games. He's not being supported by his team, which makes things difficult for him. I think that there are a lot of people that are trying to right the wrong of what happened with him at the draft. And I don't think that they can get out of their own way and say, these two things are different. He was wronged during the draft. That also doesn't mean that he's a great quarterback. It just means that he was drafted way below where many people expected him to be drafted.
You could also argue he was wronged ever since he got to Cleveland.
That's
what my argument is.
I will argue that from the highest hill that you can find, that he has been treated so poorly by Cleveland that it's worth firing everybody.
You know, Clay played with Shady McCoy.
Yeah, played with Shady for 4 years, and I was like, I was in that same offense, and you're talking about this offense is some junior high school offense, very simple. I go, Shady, you've been watching the All-20. This is a real offense. Caleb is running this operation, the motions, the shifts, the downfield stuff, the different run games, everything he has to know. Every time he goes to the line of scrimmage, a lot of offenses don't do this. He has the opposite based off of motion, off of defensive line alignment because there's pullers. There's a lot of things that he has to know. Shady, we've been in the same huddle for 4 years, bro. I know what offense you were running, and this offense ain't something that's a lot different than what you were running.
And the timing of it strikes me as well, where Caleb's coming off one of his best games of the season. The Bears are coming off a dominant win.
Where he did really good job of reading the defense.
Right, and frankly, I think it's easier for the football collective. Like, if you're following Clay on Twitter, you know he does great breakdowns. If you listen to the station, we have experts on to kind of dive into some of that detail and might even debate with certain folks. Like, the stats didn't look good, but here's where Caleb grew in this particular game, because we try to take folks into some of those nuances. I'd say if, 2 weeks ago, Shady was talking like this, there might have been more resounding agreement with his point of view. But this ain't the time to say Caleb isn't doing things at a high level. Like, I would have been quick to disagree with him a few weeks back. But the way this time's up, coming off the game Caleb just played, the way the Bears as a team just played, and frankly, the game Shador just played, to try and continue to, like Lawrence is saying, double and triple down on this, it doesn't time up well for the point he's trying to make.
And I would argue that even if we do go back a few weeks ago, I would offer up as an example of growth the touchdown pass against the Eagles. If you're telling me that is not high level quarterbacking, where he has 4 different options on that play and he went through all of them and then was like, hey, you know what? I think I can make that throw. He makes the throw. They win the game. They smash the Eagles. All of that stuff. It's that. And I do think that this is we use this term a lot here at the Score, the term out of town stupid. That's what it feels like, that because we do watch the games, it's easier for us to understand the growth that's taking place. Stats be damned. But for someone who is just looking at a box score, and clearly that's what Shady has been doing, he is only looking at completion percentage. And he's not looking at, and he's not hearing anything else. Like, I'm not ordinarily an Emmanuel Acho guy, but Acho got after him pretty good with a really good argument about all of this.
I would venture to say Acho, I know he watches All 22 because he does breakdowns. Yes. I've never seen Shady do a breakdown of anything. I would be surprised if Shady is watching All 22.
I don't think he watched it when he played, guys. Oh, he just took the ball and
shots
he ran.
Fired.
No, I'm just saying he was just a natural runner.
I mean, well, we've got two connections to Shady. I mean, Clay's here, the Claymaker. I'm going to give you that name. We're going to hang out next week. Clay's going to be on the show sitting in for Speegs next week.
Nice.
But we've also got Coach. Coach Wanstead and Shady McCoy. So we can ask him about that on tomorrow's show.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, the pre-snap stuff, like, I don't know that we've given Caleb enough credit for beginning. I'm not saying he's there yet. Like, he's fully a made man when it comes to that stuff. But it was really rough early. Really rough. In training camp, in preseason, even in the first few games, it just seemed like he didn't get it. And now he does.
Well, and Grody, I think that's another part of this that needs to be brought up, too. He's not a finished product yet.
No, and there's a lot of improvement that still needs to be done.
Absolutely.
He just talked about the wrong things,
and
that's all.
But to go out here and question his intelligence was like, wow, we are far beyond that. And the idea of, even with the evidence of what happened in Washington this year, and it playing into Jaden Daniels' scouting report, the reason that people have been worried about Jaden Daniels from the moment he stepped on the campus at Arizona State is because he walked on the campus at Arizona State at 6'5 and 170 pounds. And everyone was like, he's not going to physically make it. And even though he is extremely talented and has got a lot of gifts, that's been a worry. If durability in your quarterback doesn't matter, then I don't know. Like, it matters to me. And so far, Caleb hasn't missed a game. And he's gotten better. So it perplexes me that even with, you got to knock on the wood for that.
Bare wood.
It perplexes me that at this point where you actually are seeing growth, and people who listen to this station know that I thought that both guys were closer at the draft. I thought that Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams were a lot closer than people thought. But I think over the last year, it's reversed. People had Jaden Daniels like way above Caleb. I'm like, I don't think that's right either. I think that he's pretty close to where he is. And then when you add in the durability factor, that makes a difference.
Still the best ability.
The amount of time that Jaden played in college. It's part of the conversation that you and I had, Lawrence. I know all you guys on the midday show just leading into that draft cycle. Jaden had just played a lot more football. Bo Nix had played a lot more football.
Like 55 games.
55 games, so the second most in history in college football behind Bo Nix. Yeah, guys, I got a injury report here. But I am going to interrupt. Luther Burden did not practice today.
That's not good.
It is really not good because he's been really good. Roma Dunze, not shocking, a DNP, did not practice today. Amen Ogbog Mamiga, because of his hamstring, did not practice today. Thank you. I've gotten pretty good at that one, yeah. Limited Tremaine Edmonds. He was back out there practicing. The window is open for him to return. He could play this Sunday. Cole Kmet, limited, ankle and knee. DeAndre Swift, limited, still trying to shake off a groin injury. Tyson Bagent was full. We know he was sick last week, so apparently he is back out there.
It's a veteran play by Tyson Bagent.
That's right.
That was a vet play by him.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's the fourth coldest day in Soldier Field ever. Oh, you know what, guys? My sinuses, man, they are so bad.
But Lawrence, I thought of when we were watching from the press box, seeing Case Keenum playing long toss on the field at the beginning of the third quarter. I was like, oh boy, Tyson Bagent blew it.
He had his chance.
Oh, he could have taken over the world that day. Andrew Billings.
Well, Tyson got that baby at home, man.
Yeah.
It's all kind of germs being circulated around the Bagent household.
Yeah,
right,
he's
now
got burpees and babies. Andrew Billings, full participant. He had been sick, and Travis Homer. It's good to see that he is a full participant as well. But the big deal, guys, like we all reacted to, Luther Burden. He has been so good, and I don't think you can afford to be without that man and Roma Dunze this week.
All right. Our conversation we're going to have today, man.
Yeah.
What does that offense look like if both of them don't play?
Here's what we got going on today. Then we did a mini turn the page on Monday because we wanted to be done with the Cleveland game.
That's a great idea, by the way. I listened, yes.
We're going to do a real turn the page today at 3 o'clock. And we decided that ordinarily what we do is we also take a look at the NFC North. We have decided to expand that now. I think it's time that we start talking about the NFC overall. Mm. So that's another portion of Turn the Page that we're going to do at 3 o'clock. Chris Emma is going to have our Bears report because our Bears reporter was here hosting a show.
Oh, yeah.
Brody was supposed to be on with us.
Sorry about that.
It's great. Some people like Chris Emma, we are those people who like Chris Emma. Then at 5 o'clock, since it was brought up and since our show started this thing, it's appropriate that this show finish it. Mike Martz is going to join us at 5 o'clock. So now when it talks about the marrying of concepts under Ben Johnson, we could actually talk to one of the guys who is an amalgam of the type of offense that Ben Johnson is running. And timely enough, I gave Alex my copy of Blood, Sweat, and Chalk, which has a whole chapter on Mike Martz's offense. So he is ready to go and talk about all that stuff, too. And as you've heard, our guy Big Ann Heron is here. He's got things that he wants to share. And we've got to talk a little bit about some of these injuries and what the impact is on the Bears game against the Packers this week. When we come back, would you believe it? A compliment from LaFleur for Ben Johnson? You'll hear it after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
This segment is sponsored by Duke's Mayonnaise.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.